You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 66 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. After weeks of speculation about her health, the Princess of Wales has announced she has cancer.
This, of course, came as a huge shock.
Princess Kate says she's in the early stages of preventative chemotherapy. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Princess Kate making the revelation in a new video released by BBC Studios. She says after having that major abdominal surgery in January, doctors thought her condition was not cancerous.
The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
ABC News Royals contributor Victoria Murphy says the news has stunned the British.
Now we have a situation where we have both the King and the Princess of Wales being treated for undisclosed forms of cancer. It really is unprecedented, and it does have that very destabilizing effect.
Kate's announcement comes after weeks of speculation on social media about her whereabouts and health since she was hospitalized in January.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
The princess did not disclose what kind of cancer she is being treated for. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're learning Utah is a hot spot for multiple sclerosis. People are more likely to have it here than almost anywhere else in the country. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson looks at the possible reasons why.
Doctors at Intermountain Health are looking to understand why MS is more prevalent here, impacting one in every 300 people instead of one in every 600 or 700 like the rest of the country. Some of the factors they've pinpointed are a lack of vitamin D because of our climate and contracting human herpes virus number 4. Doctors also say genetically people of Northern European descent are more predisposed to trigger the autoimmune disease.
There are medications available to help people with MS with a high quality of life. Doctors say the sooner you're diagnosed, the better the outcome. It's a waiting game in American Fork. The investigation continues into the house that exploded earlier this week. American Fork Battalion Chief Brandon Bouchard says it's still going to be a week or two before they know exactly what happened. He says they do know there is no threat to nearby homes. But
if people ever are concerned about gas leaking or any of that, we encourage them to call 911 and have us come out. You know, our firefighters, our hazmat teams have monitors that can detect the presence of that gas.
They still don't know if it was a gas leak that caused the explosion. Fewer people are moving to Utah. You know why? Well, not because you have a bumper sticker that says get out. But rather,
the Utah economy has slowed down over the past year, with U.S. growth holding steady. Mark Nold, chief economist with the department, points to the rise of mortgage rates having an effect on people choosing to move here.
Domestic in-migration, or people moving into Utah from another state, was a powerful Utah economic growth component from 2021 through the first half of 2023.
But since then, their data says in-migration has slowed considerably. Out-of-state homeowners thinking of moving to Utah now have to deal with losing their locked-in low rate to swap for a higher rate. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Still, 97.2% of people in Utah who want a job have one. The latest unemployment report today shows that Utah's jobless rate is 2.8%. 51,000 Utahns are unemployed. You might want to put on your dancing shoes.
Because Kevin Bacon is going to Payson High School. The school where his famous film Footloose was filmed will be torn down later this year. So students started a campaign to get him back for one last dance. He joined the Today Show to surprise hundreds of students with his announcement.
Payson High School was a big part of my life. And I've been amazed at the work that all of you have been putting into this with the, you know, the musical and the flash mobs and the recreations.
Students have spent the whole year throwing Footloose-themed events as part of their campaign. Bacon is scheduled to show up during their prom, which of course is centered around the 80s film. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
That'll be awesome. Virginia Pierce, director of the Utah Film Commission, told Dave and Dujanovic the students are unbelievably excited to have Kevin Bacon at the prom.
When he came on and announced he was coming, it was, not a dry eye in the house.
Payson High School is going to be torn down after the school year. It's going to be replaced with a brand new school. KSL News Time 3:05. It's a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Jason Jones.
Oh, it's Mark Jackson this afternoon. Jeff Kaplan, good afternoon to you. Get your brackets out because Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, and Marquette all advance to the next round Big Dance. The teams playing right now, UConn and Clemson have big leads. Auburn and Yale are close with about 10 and change left in the first half there. Florida has been leading Colorado through most of the first half. Coming up, Bama and Charleston tip at 5:35. Later, St. Mary's and Grand Canyon. The KSL Brackets update, I'm Mark Jackson.
I got to check the bracket desk before I come on the air, right, Mark? Follow NCAA tournament updates, all the other sports at KSLSports.com now. Friday afternoon and your first look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, happy Friday, Jeff. We begin with an accident, 4500 South 13th East, and already traffic filling in and slowing down. The usual spot, southbound I-15, Murray through Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're number one. Stay here. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.